Technology companies are calling for the federal government to make good on its promise to amend its controversial encryption bill. The law was rushed through Parliament on its final sitting day last year and gives law enforcement agencies new powers to access encrypted messages. But tech heavyweights argue that jobs and investment are under threat. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Scott Farquhar has a message for the government on its controversial encryption bill.
We've got to recognise this law threatens jobs.
He's co-founder of Australia's largest software company, Atlassian, and said at a forum in Sydney that the bill has put the tech industry in a chokehold.
These high-paying jobs, export dollars that we're bringing money to Australia largely in technology, these jobs are at risk because of the laws that are passed. Like, that should be something that is heard all around Australia.
International heavyweights are also weighing in. Microsoft President Brad Smith said he's worried about the bill's potential consequences.
Over the last 5 years, Australia emerged as a country where people and companies and even governments in many other countries were comfortable storing their data. And I think that was good for the economy of Australia. But when I travel to other countries, I hear companies and governments say we are no longer comfortable putting our data in Australia. And so they're asking us to build more data centers in other countries, and we'll have to sort through those issues. But if I were an Australian and I really wanted to continue to advance the Australian technology economy, I would want to address that.
The law grants police and security agencies rights to access the encrypted messages of suspected criminals, a necessity, the government says, to combat terrorism and crime. But critics argue it will wreck the tech by undermining privacy and security. Fergus Hanson is head of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's International Cyber Policy Centre and says the tech industry's concerns are warranted.
So at this point, the law applies to crimes that carry at least a 3-year prison sentence. Some people argue that's much too low, and that should really, you know, the discussions are all about stopping terrorists. And obviously that captures a lot more potential crime than just terrorism. And there's also a question about who should be able to use these powers. So should it just be the Australian Federal Police, or should it be state police, or should it be anti-corruption bodies as well? And at the moment, it's delegated down to the state policing level, but there's a proposal to extend it as well to anti-corruption bodies, which will go even further.
The bill was rushed through Parliament last year with Labor's support, but it now accuses the government of breaking its promise to amend the law. Atlassian's Scott Farquhar is calling for the coalition to make good on its pledge before the coming election.
None of the things we're suggesting or want changed actually affect the ability for the security services, the police force, to get the job that they want done, but it's just reducing the blast radius that affects all of us and businesses.
Ed Husic is Shadow Minister for the Digital Economy. He says his party will push for changes to prevent systemic weakness in encryption and increase judicial oversight over when the powers are used.
We will either push for those changes in this Parliament or the next. And it doesn't matter if we win or lose government. Our commitment is to press for these changes no matter what.
And that is Ed Husic, the Shadow Minister for the Digital Economy, ending Eleanor Whitehead's report. And in responding to that story, the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has told AM in a statement that the bill doesn't weaken encryption, that Labor's commitments to water down the legislation are ill-informed. Mr Dutton says the legislation in no way authorises access to personal communications or data, that judicial warrants and authorisations are already required to access any private communications or personal information, and that there are very strict protections and oversights of that process.